Ladies, y'all gotta step it up. Christmas is coming and niggas want shit this year. Niggas want some shit this year. We not playing. Niggas want shit. We want something for Christmas. We want gifts. We want gifts. Niggas, speak up. Stop saying, nah, I'm good. No, you not. Because once she don't get you shit, you gonna feel some type of way. Say you want some. Say you want something and mean it. Come on. Girls, we want a bag too. I want a bag. Yo, boy, what your girl got you for? Yo, boy, she bought me the PS4, the Xbox. She bought me 2 pairs of sneakers, nigga, the whole fit. And she bought me a jacket, bro. Word. She did her thing this year. I'm not gonna lie, bro. Word. Like, bro, what she got you? Man, that bitch didn't give me shit, bro. I want a brag. Niggas want a brag this Christmas, bro. We on that shit. Niggas, you want something for Christmas. You gonna get it this year. Get what you want.
Let's go, dogs. King Germs. You know what it is. Them bulldogs. Run y'all ass. Ha.
Yo, yo. This is your boy, Tony, a.k.a. the Doc, a.k.a. the DM Dumpster Diver himself, calling in to the Frocast. Hey, Germ, you've been saying this for a while that you Bill Goldberg in the bedroom. And we all know Bill Goldberg is known for giving himself concussions before he performs. I'm hoping you might want to rethink that one. But if that's what you're doing, dog, that's on you, man. Otherwise, y'all, hey, it's your boy Doc, and I'm out.
It's MJ Money Nines, a.k.a. the original Ain't Shit Nigga. And you listen to the most bullshit, fucked up podcast in the fucking world that I fuck with. The Frocast. I'm out.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. One the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast of them all. This is the Frocast episode 383.
I don't think so.
This is your boy. It might be 384. I don't know. But anyway, this is your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. the Mike Jordan of recording, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Pod Father, a.k.a. the Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. Pod Sham God, a.k.a. Pod Girly, and my last a.k.a. Fat Mahomes, now joined by my elegant, lovely, problematic yet well-spoken co-host, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom, a.k.a. I Hear No One, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and you know it, say it with me, people. My favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking greed, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, comment, rate the Frocast on any podcast readers out there that you use. We really appreciate that. Don't forget, we got a voicemail that you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it back on the show. Don't forget, we have a Patreon also that you can support all things Nappy Afro and get behind-the-scenes exclusive content and get shout-out on the show like our latest Patreon, Joe Knowledge. Shout-out to Joe Knowledge. Thank you for your donation, and we hopefully it lives up to the hype. You know what I'm saying? And like always, the easiest way you can help the site is by retweeting, sharing it, reblogging it, putting it on your story, going commando and just subscribing people's phones to it. That's the best way. You know what I'm saying? Telling a friend about the show. You know, that's the best way you can help us. It's free. Don't cost you a dime. It only takes a little swipe of a button. So, you know, that's all you can do. All depending out the way. Queen Germ, how was your week?
Pretty good, pretty good. Trying to stay positive. Mm-hmm. Trying to continue to uplift the people. Some people didn't make the cut this semester. Mm-hmm. And just trying to help them revamp and get ready for whatever the next phase of their life is, because it's not looking that good for some of them.
Yeah, man. A buddy of mine, he's a professor. He getting the allegations of sexual misconduct on Twitter from students. And
not cool people.
Making advances that she turned down, and all of a sudden her grades started dropping. And, you know, but he, on the other hand, he like, well, she never came to class. And when she did come, she reeked of marijuana. Ooh. She did poor work. But meanwhile, she thinks she deserves an A. She thought his class was an easy A, but when she found out it wasn't, she started complaining. And, you know, he wrote letters of recommendation for this student and everything like that. And next thing you know, they turned it back on him. So
that's niggas.
Know, yeah, that's niggas for you, boy. And we're going to talk about niggas for you later on when we talk about our Queen and Slim review. You know what I'm saying? So stay tuned for that. as far as my week, hey, I'm on vacation now. You know what I'm saying? Day one of vacation started today. Got about 14 more days of this.
And the nigga ain't 15 shit.
15 more days of it. I'm excited. And yeah. So I'm loving it. So I might be a little more active on the Nappy Afro streets. So if you see me, holler at your boy.
I guess. What I'm saying? Get him his Christmas gift.
Yeah, yeah. I'm working hard for him this year, people. Working hard, man. King Jerm Christmas lift is still up. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening on a lot of registries out there. Target, Babies R Us, Toys R Us. I'm just taking any gifts you want to give me. I'm just taking all gifts. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I already know you got another family somewhere. But.
Wow. Interesting, as you would say. Did you hear about the girl? What's her name? Crystal Sanchez.
No.
Crystal Sanchez was a 16-year-old girl that was abducted in front of her mom by some people on camera, like 3 days ago, 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
And next thing you know, nationwide alerts were going on, Amber Alerts looking for her, and people making posts about how they snatching our kids up, and look, it's just getting bad. And 24 hours later, Crystal shows up on the streets, talks to the police, and tells them she made it all up. So she didn't want to go. Her mom was trying to move the family back to Honduras. She didn't want to go. So she staged a whole fucking attack and kidnapping just so she wouldn't have to go back. And now you faked it all. How do you think that does the fits to the narrative these days? They're killing us. They're stealing us. Like, when you got people like this making false claims.
I mean, I guess it cheapens everything, because when anything happens and you have people who lying about the whole altercation with the teacher, you lying, putting somebody's job on the line, but there are actually people who have been violated by instructors or teachers or what have you. And so it's just like, I don't appreciate it, because it's too much of it that is happening that is real.
Mm-hmm.
So then if we get people who just doing this as a way to distract somebody from something else, then it's like those people who are actually being snatched up, the authorities may not even look at it as, you know, as serious and do all that they can do, simply because of the fact that you got some false claims floating around.
Yeah. Like, that really does hurt the issue, because, like you said, we do have a human trafficking problem in the United States. And when stories come out like this, you got those people who don't think it's a problem, or don't think it's a problem because it hasn't hit them yet. So they see this and they see somebody faking it, and they're going to really think like, oh, man, it's probably a hoax. She probably staged it, you know, because they got everybody going around looking for white vans with locks on them. And I don't think that's fair, because you got some people that work with white vans with those kind of locks on them. They got expensive equipment on the inside that don't want the shit stolen. And you don't just
got nothing by
honest people. You know what I'm saying? They not human trafficking. And so, you know, it's just like, I think that's when the social media police department is on the job. And you got to watch out for the SMPD. Because they are quick to jump to conclusions and not look for the facts. They just go out with pitchforks and stuff like that and looking for answers. And, you know, I hate that this girl did this, you know, because the resources that went to her, it was somebody that really was snatched up that same day.
Yep.
And they ain't even looking for them. Why? Because all the resources went to looking for this girl that was out hanging with some boys, probably smoking.
I'm
pretty sure she probably was out doing what something she wasn't supposed to be doing, because these four boys, you had to give them something for this. They ain't do it for free, and if they did, they dumb as fuck, just like you. So now the internet is morphing her picture into Juicy Smollett, and so 2019 ended with a bang, man. It started with a with a hoax, and now it's ending with a hoax, bro. I tell you, bro.
Hey, it all comes full circle.
It's all to get your mind off the impeachment, man. It's all like, listen, black people, you know, our causes get thrown, you know. I feel like sometimes we be almost there about something, and something happened and take our attention off of it just for a second, just enough for them to slide something else through there that we weren't watching. So what was it? Because I know we was dominated with this for 24 hours. They snuck something under us. They throw up them Jordans on Saturday, then this little kidnapping on Monday. And, hey, they did something to us. They snuck something by us, man. So we need to figure out what that was. But, yeah, shout out to the youngster. You know, hopefully.
No shout out to her.
You know, you got what you deserve. They said they're not going to press charges on her. I think she need to get a little something pressed on her just so she can see shit is real and what she's doing is bullshit. Because you wasted a lot of efforts. They had the FBI and everybody. So somebody got to pay for these hours, man. So, yeah, probably going to be your ass. Do you ever feel scared about getting kidnapped and stuff like that?
I'm fat.
What that mean?
I don't think nobody is going to do all that with me.
You don't think so?
No. Like, who is snatching big people up? Like, you, it's going to take at least three of them to get me in the van. So I'm not understanding.
You're not that big. You just think you're that strong.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
ain't
what
it, that fat. Like, not, I'm just saying, like,
you're
okay,
not like you precious or something. Like,
I'm mean, not. But what I'm trying to tell you is, okay, who is, three of who them. Is, who, okay, so you got to stop the van or the vehicle.
The dude, so man driving, I got two people in the back. Okay. Not saying, oh, whoa, I don't want y'all to think that I've thought this out of how
it
to snatch up
like
people.
It,
but I mean, from what I saw in movies, you got a driver and then you got somebody that opens the door. They just grab the person and
pull
them
in. But I'm not an easy grab. You got to be pretty strong to be saying you're going to just, you know, toss me somewhere. You're not tossing me. Mm. You're not tossing me. And now that I'm on this blood pressure medicine, I pee more than ever before. What? So I don't think that
they
going to
be. I can just hit you with the taser one time. Zzz,
and then
I got you right
they,
there.
I don't think they're going to be bothered with all that.
Yeah, man, I could just hit you real quick, with zap you real quick.
And that's even more dead weight, because now I ain't even moving. You got to really move me now, because I'm stiff. So they don't want this problem. I mean, most of the time, fat people don't have no problem. But now, what I do worry about is when I get caught up and I'm late picking my kid up. That's the shit that scares me, because they have pretty much an open campus, and she's 13, and she's very, she thinks she hood, but she's very naive to what the real world got to offer. And so I just make sure I get on the phone, and I talk to her till I get there and be like, hey, don't even walk to the spot right now, because I'm not down there.
Okay.
So, you know, make sure that we communicate so there is no foolery that happens. But at the same time, it's like, I mean, I try my best to be there on time, especially now that I hear all the craziness that's going on,
yeah,
so that we can avoid any such happenings. Because people watch, and so they all they got to do is see, oh, yeah, her mama don't come late.
Yeah, pattern.
Yeah, late all the time. So I know so I can scoop up.
So, ladies, y'all be careful when you're out there. Ladies and men as well. People. Y'all be careful out there. Be aware of your surroundings. Look where you're parking, especially if you're going to be going somewhere late at night. Try to park in a well-lit area. If you're leaving work or something, you work like retail or Walmart or something, and you and a couple of your friends getting off at the same time, y'all kind of buddy up with each other, walk each other to the car, ask some dude at work. I'm pretty sure the dude will do it because he think you're trying to holler. Get them to walk you to your car. You know what I'm saying? All that stuff. Yeah. Just be more aware of your surroundings.
If you got security at your job, use security for what it's worth.
Yeah, don't let that man just stand there and not do nothing. Like yo,
sir,
man,
can you
look,
walk me to my car?
I need to get walked to my car, buddy. Earn this fucking $7.50 this hour, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all just, like I said, you got to be aware, you know what I'm saying? You know, don't just be naive to think it can't happen to you and never happen to you, because in a situation when it's happening, you'll be like, oh my God, it's happening to me, and you should have been more aware. I'm not saying you need to carry a gun or a nightstick or mace or whatever. If you feel that's what you need to be safe, then do that. Protect yourself, because at the end of the day, you know, you got to look out for you. If nobody else does, you do. So, you know, just people, just be more aware, man. So we got to stop this because, like I said, they snatching everybody out here. Apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Kids, women, men, hide everybody.
Hey.
All right, Lee.
Antoine Dawson.
Yeah, man. Speaking of stuff that kind of wild, this is a basketball player claims he didn't know he was 29.
But then his paperwork said he was one age, though, right? He said his Canadian something said he was...
He said he didn't know that he was 29.
Oh, but it did. That's what it is. I think it said it was he was born in 89. So, yeah. that would be him.
Jonathan and Nicola made national headlines last week, and it was revealed that the star high school basketball player at Canada's Catholic Central High was, in fact, a 29-year-old man. Now, details of how Nicola's story unraveled have emerged. Okay, he was 6'9", 205 pounds, South Sudanese immigrant who made his way to Catholic Central in Windsor, Ontario in November, was detained by the Canadian Border Services Agency last week for contravening the Immigration Refugee Protection Act. He was in the country on a student visa and came to Windsor through a program called Homestay, which finds homes for foreign students. He claimed he was an 11th grader, testifying in the hearing last week that he did not know his true age. Nicola said in the hearing that he was approached by a coach, Stein, who helped him obtain a student visa to play in Canada. He claimed the coach produced his falsified paperwork. Nicola excelled in his only season at Catholic Central, and his coach, Pete Cusmano, told the Windsor Star in January that he believed Nicola had a shot at playing in the NBA. But it all came apart when Nicola applied for a travel visa for the United States a month into his time at Catholic Central. The fingerprints he provided in the application matched the prints of a man who applied for entry to the United States as a student in 2015. In that application, his birth year was 86, and in the one he had now, his birth date was 98. So, wow. So, he been up there playing, hooping, thinking, allegedly.
Come on, he ain't know.
He didn't know he was 29. Nigga, stop it, bro. Like, if you remember goddamn George Bush being president, I ain't talking about the second one. I'm talking about the first one. Nigga, please. It's a big difference between 86 and 98, my guy. Like, big difference, man. And if he was born in 98, that still would have made him, like, 21.
Yeah.
Out there playing high school basketball. Ball. Like,
so, clearly, you ain't that good at math.
I mean, God, he still was old as a motherfucker. So,
and the coach know the man wasn't no child.
He thrived like, hey, man, your paperwork, man. We could just say he got messed up. I mean, hey, look, these coaches want to win bad these days. That's why I don't want to go into the coaching game in the scholastics, you know, move up, because you have to do shit like this to win. No, like, don't. The pressure. You got to cheat to win, and you got to have kids living in your house. Yes, you got to have kids. Like, if this kid real good, you feel like you got to have, he live way out or something like that. He basically got to come live with you, use your address. You got to come get this kid every day. You know, you got to do these things for high school football these days. You like, it's sad. And you out here recruiting 29-year-olds to play basketball. And me personally, as a 29-year-old, I would not want to go back to school.
I mean, I wouldn't want to go back to school. I wouldn't want to be around them kids.
Exactly. I mean, it would just feel weird. Even though I was out there, you know, I know what I'm out here for, one mission only. It would piss me off that I had to get up every day and go to fucking class. Sitting there, like, I'm about older than some of the teachers.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And I'm just sitting in that class, and I'm just like, man, this shit drags. And you just, can I go to the bathroom? Asking somebody, can I go to the bathroom?
And I'm 29.
You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all think about that. When the last time you asked someone, could you go to the bathroom? Everybody in Fro Nation out there, think about it. The last time you asked, could you go to the restroom?
I don't think that's been any time recent.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, think about that. And that shit is weird. So, you know. Hey, man, shout out to Mr. Nicholas. I mean, hopefully your hoop dreams can continue somewhere else, maybe in somewhere more age appropriate.
It's because, not
going to
happen.
You ain't going to make it up there in high school, your old ass.
He's a fraud.
Nigga, you better go to the big three or something. Nigga, balling somebody church league, nigga. God damn, nigga, your old church ass. League. He want to play. I mean, them church leagues be for real now.
If you say so.
When I get back healthy, I'm getting in one, man. When I get back to 100%, like I'm about 85 now.
Okay.
I was out there shooting jumpers the other day, and I was like, okay, it's about right. I could jump on the foot and land on it, and, you know, it's getting there. So, you know, we just slow rolling. I don't want to jump out there too fast and hurt myself again. So
yeah, please don't.
Yeah, but I don't want to be like him. But, I mean, I think I'm going to sign up one day and say I'm 10 years old and go play football.
Sir.
I'm like, I'm 10. I mean, everybody else self-identified.
Sir.
Why can't you self-identify as a 10-year-old?
You look old.
But I can say, I am a 10-year-old.
Nigga, for one, you too tall to be 10.
It's 10-year-olds taller than me.
Okay.
Yes.
And it must be one.
It's a couple of them.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to argue with you. I just tell you, if somebody believe you, they stupid.
They be like, what about these gray hair? Oh, that's hereditary. I was born with gray hair.
Mm-mm.
Like, you look a little old in the face. Which parents were old when they had me.
You look old, sir.
Where you was born, I'm be like, 09? 09? No chin going
over there. I hear somebody calling you dad. What are you talking about?
That's not my kids. My name is Dad. That's my name, Dad. It's short for Daddy. But yeah, man, so... So you don't think it'll work? You don't think I can?
Oh, I know it won't. Oh,
man, I can live out my. I could just be like the star. I could be quarterback at 10 years old. Man, I'd be out there just hitting. They'd be like, "Oh, this man's the beast. He's the beast." Yes, sir. Kids today, they have to flex on the gram. You have to flex so hard that even this guy, he flexed his way out on the gram. He was a Wells Fargo employee. He's accused of stealing $88,000 and. They knew it was him because he was always flashing big money online on his Instagram. So his name is a Wells Fargo employee in North Carolina has been accused by federal authorities of stealing over $88,000 in cash from a bank vault and then posting the cash on Facebook. 29. Hey, that's the number of the day.
Yep.
29-year-old Orlando M. Henderson, who is believed to have taken the cash from deposits of customers 18 times throughout 2019, would adjust the books to hide the money he took, according to the Miami Herald. Henderson used the cash to pay for personal needs, which included a $20,000 down payment on a 2019 Mercedes-Benz. Henderson is a resident of Charlotte, was arrested on December 4th in San Diego and charged with 30 counts of financial institution fraud, theft, embezzlement, money laundering, and more. Wow. They said, according to the Charlotte Observer, the money Henderson received from his thefts will often show up on his social media pages. On his Facebook, Henderson used the nickname AC Foes and has been showing off large amounts of his cash in hands or on the floor surrounding him. The white Mercedes also was present on social media, which he reportedly gave the down payment in all $100 bills.
I mean, it's like he wanted to go to jail.
Yeah. He said he will also be seen wearing a t-shirt with AWBB on it, which was short for Ain't With Being Broke. It's going to stand for Ain't With, Ain't With the, let me see what it's going to stand for now, AWBB, since you going to jail, my nigga. Henderson would go on to state that while it looked easy to get money, it is not. The shit is really a process.
Your ass gonna be whipped and all kinds of
look
shit.
At this man. So they said he worked in the cash vault at a Wells Fargo location in Charlotte. The indictment says the first amount taken was $446. He probably got that $446 and was like, ooh, that was easy. He would then drop down to $200 a week later. I just need to get them J's, man. He need to get some. You know what I'm saying? Then it went up to $411 2 days later. So, see, now it's turned into a pattern. See, now he's like, ooh, shit. It's just easy to get money. He's being accused of then going in to take amounts in four-digit ranges that would have his one-day high in July of $13,450. After taking the money, he would deposit it in an ATM near work. The transaction would show amounts of $50s and $100 bills.
I mean, oh, I would have never put it in my account.
This nigga's stupid as fuck.
Like, if I stole it, I'd be like, it done got lost, it done got caught up somewhere, but it wouldn't have got deposited into my account.
This nigga.
Like, what did you need to deposit it for? You can make all bill payments if you got to go in person. You can make them shits in cash.
This nigga dumb as fuck. I mean, you dumb as hell, nigga. Like, you stealing from the bank, then going deposit in the bank.
And then they say you using the ATM by the damn job. You was that scared because you had the stolen money on you? You wanted to get it off you that bad?
Oh, my God. These, ooh, shit. I mean, you was already taking chances as it was when you damn stealing the money. Then you go deposit it into an ATM, which, you know, has a camera in it and everything, a timestamp, and, oh, my God. Yeah, hey, boy. And then... If you're going to steal the money, man, just steal it and just put it up. Live your life normal.
Yeah.
Don't be flashy. You out here buying a 2019 Benz and you think that ain't... Somebody started hating on you at the job.
Yeah. They was like, ain't got no money. That nigga don't make but blah, blah, blah an hour.
How the fuck he afford that car? And then that's the, you know, they start looking into your financials, my nigga. Once that little monthly report came up in August, that July was short, like, wait, something ain't right. The bank, the vault short. Then they started looking at it. You was the first one they thought of. Who work in the vault? fucking goddamn Armando.
And
he just bought this 2019 Mercedes Benz. How the hell he afford that? He always taking trips. You ain't seen him on the ground flashing all that money. You know you're friends with a couple of girls at the job. So that's what he been. Goddamn.
Yeah, he wanted to get locked up.
He did, man.
Now he can say he was a thug.
Yeah. Now he cased up, man. So shout out to him, man. You know, you're going to need, I hope you put up a little bit of that money. But, you know, the banks, they're good for accounting of all their money. Did you see, it was a story the other day, some woman, they had a deposit like $30 million in her account. Mm-mm. And they said that the transfer, they you know, it was one they digit messed wrong. Up.
Uh-huh.
One digit wrong and it went in her account. And then, so, you know, she said she had checked her account and seen what it was. So she called the bank immediately and said, hey, this has got to be a mistake. And they said, ma'am, you are correct. And then, but me personally, I would have got in trouble that day.
I would have spent that money.
I would have got as much as I could.
My life depended on it.
Yes.
I'm talking about I would have been swiping.
I would have been transferred
moving
this to this account.
Money. Yeah,
to this account. Offshore account, and I'm moving to motherfucking Guam or somewhere that I can't get brought back to this motherfucker. Wherever the country is.
If you say I can't get nothing for the rest of my life, every deposit I hit my account, it ain't gonna be shit hitting it, cause I'm gonna be done got the bulk of this money.
Yeah, like if I get that money to this offshore account, you can't touch it.
And my thing is, you got insurance, so some of that shit is your fault. You got a clerical error. Yeah. That you got to eat that part.
Yeah, I know. I look, you gonna have to catch me if I'm gonna get as far as I can.
But it's not even a crime. I didn't steal that. Yes, you put it in my account.
Yeah, but you know it wasn't yours, and you spend a dime, you in trouble for that.
Shoot, I thought I might have had $12 when I went to buy my lunch. But shit, the Netflix hit. Mm. I ain't realized that was going to come out either, but hey, that happened. Now I ain't got no lunch. But you telling me that you mess up something in my account, and I'm supposed to help you do your job? No. Y'all say y'all got insurance. Run that insurance, because this is what it's finna be right now. I'm finna get going.
Yep, I'm disappearing. Like, I'm going somewhere where they ain't gonna fuck with me. They go like, nah, we can't, you know, but I'm getting out of here as far as I can. If I only get $5 million of that damn $30 million, I ain't never coming back. I'd be like, well, I just gotta live out this $5 million the rest of my life.
And it's so doable.
Yeah. I live in this third world country. I mean, hey, eat mangoes and goddamn whatever, you know, hey, no more McDonald's, no more Popeye chicken sandwiches, none of that shit, all gone. I just be like, man, I wish I could go back to the States, but if I go back, they got a bounty on my head.
Yeah, well, it ain't worth it.
Yeah, man, less is a lot, and you can get away. But if you mess around the bank, fuck around, throw $1,000 in your account extra, and they going to get that shit back, nigga.
Yeah. But my thing is, shit, I'm going to beat you because I'm going to get that shit out of there. I'm going to tell my job not to send my check there no more. I got to send it to the other account. I'm going to do something because y'all is not finna get my money.
Mm.
It's not okay. Like, you messed up. You got to deal with that. Becky's draw was short today. That's deposits didn't add up. Mm. But that ain't my problem.
Yeah. I mean, that day the bank actually gave me $90 too much. You know, I was debating on it. I was like, man,
something bad gonna happen to you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I called the bank. I was just like, hey, matter of fact, it wasn't even my money. It was the where I worked for. It was their money. And, you know, so that motherfucker came in there and got that. They was like, oh, thank you. The person, the teller, she came in there and got in her break. She was like, thank you so much for that. I was like, yeah, you know, no problem.
Yeah, but when you be short at the bank, you finna lose your job after the first time.
Mm.
Them people ain't really dealing with you too regular. I'm talking about your draw short. So chances are you save somebody's job.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know what she did, but she gave me $90 too much. And I was just like, dang, man.
Probably talking or doing something. Yeah,
punching in them numbers wrong. And they be hitting everything. They don't even be looking down. Like, you might want to look, see what you pressed. But you so good. All right, man. This is a relationship question for you, Queen Jern. You know, everybody loves to hear your takes on these relationship questions because, you know, we pretty much know what you're going to say, but just to hear you get
to
that.
Just to hear me say it.
Is funny. So, this is from a guy named Liam Blake. He's like, can I get some advice from you ladies and men? I control all the money and even get a text when money is spent. My wife does not have a bank card, nor is she on my account. She took out $100 yesterday while she had the card to go grocery shopping. I got very upset with her, and I'm not speaking to her right now. She should have asked my permission and told me why she needed the money. She told me it was for my Christmas surprise from her and the kids only after I demanded an explanation. I told her she was not allowed to ever have access to the bank card again, and I would take over the grocery shopping or give her cash to go. Do you think I was unfair or right? In my opinion, women are impulsive and do not know how to budget money. This is from Liam Blake. How do you feel about that?
That was very little dickish of you, Liam, because you ain't no real man. Because if you telling me this woman, I guess she don't work if she going and running errands and she trying to get shit off your card. You finna tell me that I can't go to the store and buy some groceries, take $100. I can see if the lady had made $1,000, a couple of $100 transaction. Now, what I don't agree with is the part where she buying you a gift with your money. I don't like shit like that. Because if you going to buy me a gift with my money, it's not a gift.
I mean, but
it's like, not a gift.
But it's from her and the, it's from her and the kids.
What would be from her and the kids is that they made some shit at that house.
But, I mean, she...
It's not a gift.
See, that's how dad get hoes if they make him a gift. And he'll be like, thanks.
No. Well, let this heifer go get her a job. It's a gift when you paid for some shit. When you paying for something with my money, you picked out some shit with my money.
You see how controlling this motherfucker
okay,
is?
Okay, the controlling
part. You know she don't work.
And that's my point. So since she does not work, she should be given some type of allowance or something because she should have money in her hand that she does not have to run every transaction through nobody.
He said that's the way it go. Every he gets a text when any dollar is spent.
Like I said, very little dickish. Because if you a real man and you got any confidence about what you got going on, you don't have to stand over nobody. You don't have to make somebody answer to you because you know who you are. Mm. You clearly don't know who you are if you got to get a transaction.
He knows who she is.
He knows who she is.
She's impulsive with money and she can't
and
be trusted.
And that lady ain't no impulsive.
And she showed him right. She went out. No, you supposed to go grocery shopping. You done took an extra $100 out.
She went grocery shopping. If the motherfucker ain't have $100, she wouldn't have been able to take it.
So he's like, what the fuck? It's just that simple. How you know, like, he might have had some Netflix set up and all that other stuff. Bill Pay set up. And now you took out that $100. He's like, whoa, what is you doing? What is you doing? He had to demand. Look, why did you get the $100? Like, you know.
She want to give him a surprise. And then he want to be an asshole. But me personally, that's why I know I can't live like that. I knew very early on, before I was an adult for real, that I was going to have to always have a job. Because I can't take the demands of nobody. Mm. And that's the thing. You put yourself in a situation, then now you got to live underneath somebody else's thumb. That ain't living. You talking about something a nigga got to tell you when to go to the grocery store. Fuck you. You going to mess around and eat some damn poison running up in my face about some shit like that. Mm. What the hell I'm doing buying $100, getting
$100? Yeah, he got a text. He seen that. He was like, what the fuck? $100 came out of my account. He lost his shit. Boy, he went home. So is he the asshole in this situation?
Yes, he definitely is. My thing is simple. If you say she was out running errands, if if she got the money, shit, the lady ain't doing nothing with it. Like, I mean, you acting like the lady is, you talking about impulse. It don't matter what she was buying. If you telling me we together, you should trust me enough with $100. Shit, like I said, I can see if you see she swiped the damn card and she bought a purse for like $400. Then now you got a problem.
That's why she lost her rights. She might have did that shit.
She didn't do that because if I ain't got no job, what the hell I need an expensive ass pocketbook for if you ain't a millionaire or somebody who making some real good money? I'm not gonna think that because a part of my sacrifice is the fact that if I don't have a job, I don't want shit. I'm just gonna enjoy the things that are in these four walls and the food and the children and whatever else. But I'm not gonna have no lavish taste. What I need to do all that for? Shit, who you gonna see? Who gonna see the pocketbook? The people at the grocery store? Because you ain't got no damn job. Where you going?
Ain't
nobody need to see that shit. If you home, your ass is watching germ. You drop them kids off to the school if they school age, and you bring your ass back home, and you cleaning and you cooking.
She might homeschool her kids. You know,
and
that's
if
the new
she
way.
Do, that's dumb. Because ain't nobody got enough skill that you are one person that you can teach everybody. You can't teach. You ain't no expert in everything.
So let's say I hit it big, and I say, you know what? I don't want you working no more.
I can't do that.
What?
I can't do that because you rude and disrespectful.
I'm rude
ain't
and
no
disrespectful.
Way in hell I'm gonna give up my rights. Shit. You must be kidding me.
So if I told you, I'm like, look, you ain't got to work. I don't want you working
All
no
you
more.
Do is you buy me a nice house and a nice car, all the things that I want, and I'm going to go out here to these people's job and keep my check. That's all the hell you going to do? Shit. Mm-mm. I'm going to keep right on going to these people's job.
I mean, no, because I'm hearing now that people giving up checks and stuff now, like... So, I mean, that's crazy. So, you wouldn't allow a man, you just couldn't give your check up to a man.
I couldn't give my check up to nobody. Shit, I'm trying to cheat the government. I sure as hell ain't trying to give it to a nigga in my face. Fuck that. I mean, who is doing that? Like, you actually think I'm going to go to somebody's job that I probably don't like most days. And when it's time to get paid, I'm going to give you my entire check.
Yeah.
Nigga, no. Ain't no way. You
I mean,
can't
but
tell
what
me
if
that.
I feel like you don't know how to budget your money and I'm just doing it for your own good?
Yeah, you could say whatever you want to say. But if I'm going to fuck this check up, I'm going to fuck it up myself. I'm not going to let my money be in the hands of nobody.
So
I'm sorry.
You wouldn't be okay with me just siphoning your money out to you? Like, huh, here's at the time, like, what you need it for?
I don't answer to nobody. I can't. That's just not in my DNA. I can't get with that. That's some old fuck shit. You can't take what ain't yours. That is not okay. That's the same way, like, if I said, when you get paid, I need your money to go into my checking account. Who the fuck? Like, you go to work. Now, what I need from you, what I need you to do, got to get done, but I won't be taking nobody's check.
Hey, this shit happened to me one time. I got down my job I was working with, they switched to direct deposit. You know, this when I was anti-bank and shit, I was like, hell no, nah, I ain't got no bank account, nigga. Why can't just give me my paper check and I cash it like I've been doing? They're like, nah, we switching direct deposit. I was like, what the fuck is that? That's like, we get a deposit in your bank account and you got to have it by this date. And you know me, okay, whatever. And then this date come, I need to damn switch my shit. The people calling me like, yo, you need to switch your shit. So in a haste, I switched to this person I knew account.
Must have been his girlfriend.
And this motherfucker spent all my motherfucking money.
Yeah. It wouldn't have never happened if you'd put it in my account, but I guess you
I
didn't
said,
know
this some
then.
Bullshit. What the fuck happened? Oh, I needed a book. I needed this. I needed that. Nigga, that wasn't your motherfucking money. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck was you doing?
It spent the same. It spent just
yeah,
like
exactly. It spent like it was, but it wasn't. Oh, I'm going to pay you back. No, the fuck? You going to pay me back, like, by tomorrow? Because I got bills to pay. I got things I need to do with it, you know, and it...
Smoke weed, people.
Whatever I had, I ain't have no responsibilities that time in my life. So, you know, whatever it was, you know, I worked hard for it that week.
And to smoke weed, people.
And now I'm fucked over. So, I had to file a claim that somebody stole my money to get my money back. And that kind of started the wedge. You know what I'm saying? Because
so, that's all I got to do is steal something from you?
Oh, you got to do more than that, baby. You got to do more than that. You think you can get rid of me that easy? Oh, no. So, we to death do us part. What part of that don't you understand? One of us going to be dead when it's all said and done. You know, we ain't just going to be breaking up and I'm going to see you in passing or... Nah, none of that.
I thought you said you was cool with that.
No, I ain't cool with that. I told you. If we break, we still going to live together.
No, you would not torture me.
Yes, I will.
Like, why? Why would I even subject myself to that? That's crazy. Like, who does that? If we ain't together, we ain't together shit. Right, I got to move into a one-bedroom studio.
And me and you going to be living in that same one-bedroom.
No.
Ain't nobody going nowhere. Like, you think this is? I would not sign no divorce papers. You cannot. I would not sign them. Uh-uh, not going to happen. I'm not letting you off the hook that easy.
Okay. Moving right along, Liam.
I mean, what you think? We done took the good years from each other. You think we gonna release each other out of the streets?
Yeah.
Like, bump that? Nah.
I'm just saying.
All these gray hairs in my head from you, girl.
No, buddy.
You just gonna put me back out there in the street with gray hair?
That's right. Them old hoes love it.
Mm-mm.
And the young ones do, too.
Mm-mm. I done put two babies in and everything. I'm just supposed to put you out there on
the... That's right.
Back out down the street like that? Nah, man. We might as well stay together now.
Might as well. Not that I love you so much that this is what I want
to
do.
I'm talking about if it got to that... I'm talking about if it got to that point. I'm not talking about now. The way I feel about you now, I love you. You my everything.
Okay.
You are my sunshine, my moon, my stars, my everything, girl. You are my everything. Yes.
If you say it one more time, I might believe you.
You are my everything, girl. You are my everything.
Okay.
Yes.
Still don't. All right, moving right along. What's next?
We got some TV talk returns. Me and Queen Jern went to the movies last night, and we went and saw the movie Queen and Slim. Now, my first question about this movie is, which one is Queen and which one is Slim? Because the lady is Slim, And the dude, his last name must be Queen.
I don't think so. I think his Queen is the girl and Slim is the
but
man.
But he ain't Slim.
He ain't big either.
He not Slim. Slim is Slim. That nigga not Slim. She's Slim.
Okay, he's but Queen. you wanna be extra.
I'm just saying. That was just my first initial thought of it. But a really good movie, if you ask me. I was kind of... I read some of the comments online about people hating on it, saying that she shouldn't have made a movie like that in this times when this is really happening in real life and people need to see. But y'all got to understand, the people that don't think that it's a problem with the police killing unarmed black people, they're not going to go see Queen of Slim. They're going to see another fucking movie instead of going to see Queen of Slim. They're not even going to see that movie. They're going to see two black faces, and then they're going to turn their fucking attention to whatever movie got the white cast in it.
Jumanji.
Yeah, Jumanji, or whatever. They're going to see Kevin Hart. They ain't going to see Queen of Slim. So y'all got to understand, the audience that you wanted to see it is not going to see it. You know what I'm saying? So, but outside of that, I think it was a very good movie, man. Very, very good movie. Only issues I had with it was the time traveling. Not really time traveling like what you think I'm saying, but they started out in Ohio. They were on their way to New Orleans. They stopped in Kentucky, stole a car, drove from Kentucky to Louisiana with the gas that was in the truck plus $40 that they stole. And I was confused. Like, they was in a fucking Ford F-250 diesel. You know what I'm saying? You're not running that far. But maybe diesel get more to the gallon than fucking regular unleaded. I'm not sure. But they went there. Excuse me. Then they left Louisiana on their way to Florida. But they was almost in Georgia going to Florida.
They was in Savannah.
No, that's not. You get messing the time up. Then they went to Florida, went back up to Georgia, then went back to Florida. And I was just like, they doing too much fucking riding. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, hey. I like that everybody on their way, whether they agree with them or not, helped them out. Like the people, like all the black people that they came in contact with, whether they agreed with what happened or what they were doing, they turned a blind eye and helped them on their way, except for one.
And it's always got, all it takes is one.
And I knew when I seen that nigga, I said, that nigga gonna turn on them. Because the way when he dropped them off, the way he just skated off, like he, you know, sit there and like, if I help somebody in that situation, I'm at least see you get on the plane, pyrum, get out of there. As soon as they got out of the car, he peeled out, and I said, the police is coming. Because the way they shot it, I was looking for the police to come in the background or something, but they came from the side, and you know, and the way they went out, it was, you know, typical. You know what I'm saying? You know, they went out like ride or dies. You know, they were both killed. They shot the girl first. The one cop that shot the girl, she jumped the gun.
And he was like, and then he was ceasefire.
Just, yeah, he was like ceasefire. And then he was like, just,
what the hell you just did?
Yeah. So what were your thoughts on the movie?
Actually, I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed, you know, pretty much the whole process. One thing was like, you know, I heard some chatter as we were leaving the theater, and somebody was just talking about how, you know, if I meet you on Tinder, and this is how our first date go, I'm just going to say, hey.
Oh, so they met on Tinder. That's what they were.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so they were just like, I'm not going to stick with you because of this murder. I would go, you know what I'm saying? I would, you know, do whatever I'm going to do to resolve my part, and I'm going to let you do what you do to resolve your part, but we wouldn't be stuck together. Mm. But then the thing about it is also, to me, it's a political part, looking at how black people are treated, how the police look at us, how we look at the police, but also a black love story.
Mm.
To me, because it's like, when you think about when you're in a relationship with somebody, most people want somebody who will be a ride or die. Like, regardless of what life brings us, that we so solid that I ain't leaving you and you ain't leaving me. And it was just like, till death. Mm. And that was what they did after just knowing each other for one night. And so it's like sometimes people look at it, you know, regular ups and downs could easily deter somebody. But then like tragedy makes people realize, you know, what you got in another person, what they willing to deal with, what you willing to deal with. And they dealt with a lot, you know, just riding from place to place and dealing with different things and revealing themselves to each other, letting them know who they were and why they were the way, you know, that they behaved. And then at the very end, it did kind of surprise me because I was hoping at least somebody, one of the two of them, would have survived.
Mm.
But then it was still good because it was like Romeo and Juliet. they wasn't a traditional relationship, but then at the end they found themselves in love with each other, which it was kind of fast because they was only on a manhunt for like 6 or 8 days. But to that point, I guess, you know, it was a pressure cooker type situation. Yes, sir. So they were with each other. And so when she died, he was okay with dying too, because that was the person that he always wanted to be with. And if she wasn't there, he didn't feel like, you know, they were existing because of each other. And at the point that she was never, I mean, she wasn't no more, he was fine with going out like that.
So. Because let's be real, it was her fault he got into the situation. She agitated the situation with the police officer. But he did not,
because he said, he was, hurry up. Then when he said, hurry up, the cracker said, put your hands up.
But look,
put your hands up.
She agitated when they were still sitting in the car. When she was asking all that, you know, being smarty-arty, because she was a lawyer, and you know what I'm saying? And so she was being all smarty-arty, and he was just trying to play it cool, and, you know, and then that next thing, you know, get out the car, step out the car, this and that, and she jumped out the car, was yelling, and, you know, all that stuff. So, you know, not saying that, you know, she was being, you know, aggressive, but, you know,
I say, why black people got to always make themselves small for us to be accepted. Like, a black woman can't open her mouth, can't roll her eyes, can't turn her head. Body language got to be so perfect because who we are is so intimidating. But at the end of the day, people want to do shitty stuff to you. If I sit here and be quiet, if your intentions was to kill me or to fuck me over, you're going to do that regardless if I'm quiet or if I'm making noise. So I'm just might as well be me, make some damn noise, and if you do this, you do this. That's on you. You can't blame me because you're trying to say that, oh, and she just would have sat there and been quiet. If she would have sat there and been quiet, he would have been dead.
Mm. Well, it was a pretty damn good movie, people. So go check it out. You know, support the Sister Lena Waithe and whoever else made this movie. It was pretty good. It's damn sure worth the watch. I left the movie theater, you know, I was a little upset, but that's a good movie if it get to you like that. You know, that's a good movie. You know, if you go see a movie and you don't get no feeling from it, then, you know, blah. But if you have some kind of emotional attachment to the movie, I say it was a win. Now, the person that stole the show from me was Bokeem Woodbine. He played Queen or Slim's uncle. I don't know which one. Like I said, I don't know who was Slim, but I don't know who's Queen, but he played the uncle of the lady in the movie, and he stole the show. So when you see this movie and you see Bokeem Woodbine, be prepared to laugh because he fucking stole the show. And I give the movie out of 5. What would you give it?
Out of 5, I would definitely say it was 5. 5
being the highest. You gave it a 5? Yeah. Okay. Like I said, time travel alone, I give it a good 4.5, and I just deduct a 0.5 because of the, you know, the questionable time travel. But other than that, man, it was a good movie, man. Solid fucking movie, man. So, you know, Queen of Slim get the stamp of approval from us. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, you know,
definitely.
You can take our opinion because, you know, we're big time movie buffs. You know what I'm saying? We're big movie critics. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're King and Slim.
King and Slim.
You know, we Queen and Queen King.
King and Queen. Yeah. This nigga sick, man.
We're going to take a music break real quick. And since it's the holiday season, I would like to request that you have a holiday song for your song of the week.
I mean, I would like to know why is it that I would have to have because a holiday
song. I want to keep in with the theme, please. So, could you please pick a holiday song? Because my song of the week, I'm going to go first this time. I'll let you go second. No, since you got to look for a song now.
I ain't got to look for nothing.
It's okay, well, what's your song of the week then?
My song of the week is This Christmas.
By? It's about 90 versions.
Hathaway.
Who? Anne Hathaway? Lila Hathaway?
I mean, the person who sang the song, it'll come up when he doesn't.
So, you're saying your song of the week is This Christmas by Donny Hathaway?
Yes, by Thank Donny you. Hathaway.
Thank you.
I'm I glad mean, why you the hell you? Why the hell you got to be so extra?
I mean, you're the one being extra. I'm just
I asking. Said This Christmas.
By Hathaway.
Okay, so that's this nigga last name, isn't it?
Put some respect on that man name.
Okay,
that,
well, we got it. So
that's like the greatest this, Christmas song of all okay. time, and you ain't putting no respect on his name?
Okay, first of all, I have lots of respect for the song because it is my favorite Christmas song, and the reason being is because I begged my parents for at least a year or two to purchase me a radio, and the Christmas that I got this said radio was in my favorite color, and the first song that came on the radio was This Christmas by Donny Hathaway.
Okay, see,
that's my song.
See, that way better explanation than what you was getting married. See, you didn't have to do all that. You didn't have to do all that.
I did, because clearly, as the angry black woman, I have to let you know that you can't fuck with me because you be getting carried away. Yeah. So you said you wanted a Christmas song. I gave you a Christmas song. I gave you the person's last name. That wasn't good enough. So then when I had to come at you all kinds of ways, you feeling some type of way.
Wow. Well, my song of the week, keeping the holiday theme, is Players Ball by Outkast.
So how the hell is that Christmas?
It's a Christmas song.
Okay.
Did you not read the lyrics?
I don't have to, but I know it started out. Hallelujah.
All the players came from far and wide. Yes, that was the Players Ball.
With afros and braids.
Yes.
That don't sound like Christmas.
That's the hook.
Okay.
Ain't no chimneys in the ghetto, so I won't be hanging my sock on no chimneys. Come on, man.
Okay. Well, it's too much for me to have to find it, but you go ahead. That's your song.
Yes, my song of the week, like I said, is Players Ball by Outkast, man. Great Christmas song. It's the most disguised Christmas song there is, but if you listen, there is actually sleigh bells in the background. You know what I'm saying? A whole lot of things. It was on the, I think it was like a Def LaFace Christmas album. And this was the Outkast first single. And it's one of my favorite Christmas songs. And, you know, so that's what we got. We got This Christmas by Donny Hathaway and Players Ball by Outkast. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back in a minute. It's beginning to look a lot like wood. Follow my every step. Take notes on how I crep. I'm about to go in depth. This is the way I greet my season. Here's my ghetto rep. I kept to say the least. No, it can't cease. So I began to piece my 2 and 2 together. Got some snowy weather. Have to find something to do better. Bet I set some traps, so shut up that nonsense about some solid night. I got sick crock if it ain't real, ain't right. I'm like, no matter what the season, forever chill with Smith. I sip my fifth. I chill with Wes and got my reason. So tell me, what did you expect? You thought I'd break my neck to help y'all deck the halls? Oh no, I got other means of celebrating. I'm getting blizzard at Hojo. I got the hoochie waiting. I made it through another year. Can't ask for nothing much more. It's Outkast for the books. I thought you knew. So now you know, let's go.
I'm leaning back, my elbows out the window. Coke, ramen, endo fills my body. Where's the party? We rode deep, we dipped to underground. Sees a lot of hoes around. I spit my game while waiting countdown. I fight for 1, 3, 2, here comes the one. A new year has begun, P-Funk spark another one.
Something for the players. how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas.
All right, we back, man. Hope y'all enjoyed the music, man. Queen Germ, I'm still like not disappointed, but I'm just like, I didn't know you didn't know this was a Christmas song.
I mean, it don't matter, shit. I don't know a lot of shit. I mean,
why are you so angry?
I'm saying because you coming down at me talking some you didn't believe shit. I don't listen to a whole lot of stuff.
Save some of the energy for the show, man. Save some. So you got to keep 100 this week.
Yes, I have a keep it 100 this week.
Go ahead, let's hear it then.
My keep it 100 is fuck bills. It's Christmas. Buy them kids some shit.
100.
Make sure they got what they need. Get some damn groceries in the motherfucking house. Do it big.
Putting bills to January. Yes. Push them motherfuckers.
Push them back.
Paying bills all year. They ain't gonna mind you being a month late.
Hey, and if they do, oh well. Pay that late fee. It's criminal.
Queen Jar said, "Don't pay no bills.
Fuck bills."
Shit. Well, my keep it 100, man. Accepting gifts from coworkers.
100.
Personally, I don't do it because, you know, I don't want my coworkers to, you know, if it's something small, like something less than $5,
I think that's a gift.
I mean, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand. Do you accept gifts from coworkers? Because So
if we friends like that, or if we in a what you call it, a secret Santa?
Okay, a secret Santa. Okay, that's different. That's different. I'm talking just about
just random. Hey, like, I thought about you. I want to give you something for Christmas.
Yes.
Hell no.
Okay, so let's say, for instance, a woman baked me a cake for Christmas.
You better tell that bitch to keep it. You better eat that piece. You eat one piece in front of her if that's what you want to do, and you better give it to the rest of the motherfuckers around that job, because you bring that shit home, it's gonna be a problem. Yeah, so tell Miss Ann to keep her shit up there at the people's job.
So, you know, like I said, men, you have to be, you know, if you have a woman at home like Queen Germ, did you heard what she said? No, you can't accept no gifts. You can't. I'm sorry, you just can't do it because it's going to be a problem. You know, I had a coworker. He got a hat from his favorite team from somebody at the job, and his wife went berserk on him.
Because she's Liam.
Yeah, she said, yeah, she's a control freak, and she said he must have been in there begging, and no way they would have known what kind of hat he wanted and, you know, his favorite team unless he told them, and she just, you know.
That's what happens over a year worth of working with somebody.
Yeah.
You make small conversations.
Exactly.
Small talk.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah, we know he liked this
kid. If she had a job, she would know.
Yeah, she would, but she's been separated from the real world for a long time. So, hell, you don't know what people do when they like each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, just friendly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if everybody in the office put $5 together, we can get a nice gift for this one man.
Yeah. So, you know, so I'm just going to say, if you know your SO, and if gifts are not acceptable, don't accept them motherfucking gifts.
Unless it's for the house. The bitch buying a vacuum cleaner or some shit?
Well, I mean, the cake could be for the house.
No, it's not. It's not. She trying to let you know what she working with.
What if she just like bake cakes for everybody? What if she bake like cakes for everybody? And everybody got a cake.
No, I don't know that. I don't know
that. And I wasn't special. Everybody got a cake.
I don't know that though. Right. I don't work at a job. I ain't at everybody's house.
Mm. What if I paid for a cake?
Uh-uh. You can't do that either.
I can't pay for the cake lady at the
job. It's a bakery.
But what if
there's several bakeries in the city?
But what if her cakes is better than the ones at the bakery?
All I can tell you is you better get the liking the bakery one. Shit.
God, dog. That's nuts. But yeah, so like you said, I'm not accepting any gifts, man. So, you know. Well, not from coworkers. Fro Nation, y'all want to send gifts? Send them on over. We'll take them. But winners and losers. You got any winners and you got any losers? You got any winners first?
I'm going to say winners are anybody who is taking advantage of this thing called Afterpay.
Winner.
When I tell you, it's all these different types of vendors that you can purchase things from. They break your payments up, and it's like layaway, but you ain't got to wait to get your shit. You just go ahead and get it, break it up into four payments. You can have a good Christmas without having to forget your bills. And you can still keep on track with everything. Just make easy installments. So Afterpay is winning. Best way for Christmas.
Oh, man. Well, my winner is this guy right here. He drew a license plate on with a crayon and a paper bag, and he got arrested.
Winner.
This man had a homemade license plate drawn with crayon on paper grocery bag, was arrested after Indiana State Troopers stopped to lend a stranded motorist a helping hand. Officers Craig Woodcox and Zarek Finley were driving along I-80 toll road in Steuben County, Indiana at 2:30 p.m. on Thursday when they saw a man standing next to a Toyota Corolla on the side of the road tending to a flat tire. But when the troopers pulled over to help the man, things began to quickly unravel. The man identified himself as Joshua Lewis Brown from Rochester, New York, and told the officers that he was unable to change a tire and needed a tow truck. See, y'all young niggas, y'all don't know how to change fucking tires. If you knew how to change your fucking tire, your ass never would have got caught. But when Woodcox and Finley were about to oblige his request, they noticed that the license plate was handwritten in crayon on a paper grocery bag. Nigga. Nigga. The police then ran a check on the vehicle using the VIN number and ended up leading to more suspicion. Woodcox discovered the Toyota had been reported and stolen out of State College, Pennsylvania the day prior. Brown had never been licensed to operate a motor vehicle in any state and was currently on probation for grand larceny. So, you got arrested and booked into custody, charged with possession of stolen property, a level 5 felony, operating without ever obtaining a license, a level C misdemeanor. Wow. So this guy, you steal a car and you write the license plate with a paper bag and a crayon, and I'm amazed that you made it out of the state. You stole it in State College, Pennsylvania, which is around Penn State University, and you made it all the way to Indiana with a paper bag crayon license plate. So you're my winner for making it that far with that bullshit. But you could be my loser for all the dumb shit you did. But you're my winner just because I like that kind of shit, man. You got any losers?
I guess I have to say my loser has to be this pregnant lady I saw today.
Loser.
This heifer. I mean, like, my thing is, I don't like the begging when you got these kids out here and all kind of stuff. Y'all just want to make it, I guess, want to make it real good for the holiday.
Yeah.
But you outside and you not ashamed, it's cold, you pregnant, and you got this little kid. Because one thing it shows me, you talking about anything can help and all this other shit, but clearly you are irresponsible. Because if you have a toddler and you're pregnant, like ready to go any day now, you didn't learn the first time. Like the nigga ain't out here with you. So clearly you probably ain't with the same one. How the hell a nigga, any nigga who just recently nutted in you, got you and your kids standing outside in 40 degree weather begging anybody for anything? That this is like life is at its worst for you right now. So yes, pregnant lady at Sam's Club. You're my loser. You definitely my loser today. Because shit is bad.
Oh, man. Well, my loser is New England Patriots, man.
Loser.
Y'all motherfuckers got caught cheating again. Now, it's hard to defend y'all when y'all just keep fucking cheating. I mean, you had the recording of the fucking practice, the walkthroughs. You had the recording of the practices, the bugging of the locker rooms, the sideline interference on the other team's headsets. And now you got your advanced scout up there recording the Bengals fucking sideline. You supposed to be recording the field, but you recording the sideline. And then when you get busted, you just like on some old, oh, I could delete it. I could delete it. No. Is it? And the buddy was like, no, sir, the damage has been done. And they went and told the NFL people, and now the NFL people is investigating this story. And it's like, this has to throw...
But then, what is the season? What is the record?
The Patriots down lost like 3 games.
Oh, okay. So
3 or 4.
I guess the cheating is worth it.
I mean, but is it? Like... They keep cheating, and it's like y'all win all these Super Bowls. Yeah, like y'all win all these Super Bowls, but y'all always cheating, so it makes you think like they always like. I just don't understand how they're gonna get out of this one. But I mean, y'all might lose for continually cheating, man. Like, cause this has to put a black eye on all those championships y'all won, and cause I don't know what you know. Like I said, you have to cheat in sports to win, and it's showing you on every level. You got high school coaches playing older people. You got the Patriots on the big time level, goddamn recording people. You got these colleges up here paying kids to come to their school like UGA. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, don't do that. I'm just saying.
It's the truth. Signing day was a day, and Georgia keeps throwing all these kids in there. Like I don't know how. I don't understand what's going on, but
great university.
Yeah,
but that's all we can say.
You know, yeah. Don't lay down the football field. Sorry.
Yeah.
I had to do it. Sorry. Yeah. But yeah, man. That was my losers, the Patriots, man. And also Josh Gordon suspended again for drugs. Josh Gordon, come on, man. Goddamn.
I mean, when you're a drug addict, you can't help it.
But I mean, well, don't stop playing football. Like, cause everything is embarrassing. This is embarrassing.
Support his habit.
Shit. He gonna have to find something else to support his habit because he's suspended indefinitely. You know, he keep blowing his chances. He don't need a second chance. It's that time of the show. Do you have any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out. Come on.
These are your shout outs.
Oh, okay. So now you ain't going to do it this time. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga. And it was in Queen and Slim. Bam, baby. Yeah, what you got for the people?
Shout out to Be Easy, Saul Wright, GQ Blue, Short T, Ruler Myself, Rick James Bitch, RT3, Peppy J from Be More, Steph from Be More, Mr. J Williams, shout out to Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace of Network, as Dr. Cam, the disrespectful motherfucking MJ, K Law Detroit Driver. Don't forget, go check out drbraceof.com. Check out what our brothers got going on over there. Shout out to the good brother 12 Cal and 12 Cal Podcast. Oh, happy belated birthday, 12 Cal, man. I meant to say that last week. I forgot. He's one of those people that don't, you know, he don't make a big hoorah about his birthday. But happy man, birthday. Shout out to the good brother 12 Cal, man. Happy birthday, bro. Don't forget to watch them Aggies in the Celebration Bowl this weekend. I know you ain't gonna have nothing to do because, you know, South Carolina State's not playing. But, you know, shout out. Shout out to, let's see, Amazing App, Dragon Lady, Stacks, MJ Money 9S, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston. Anybody else over that site to fuck with a kid? Shout out to the Laugh Line Sports Podcast, the Humbly Arrogant Podcast, the TCBL Podcast, and any other podcast, the Something Light Podcast, and any other podcast to fuck with us, man. Shout out to y'all, man. It's a lot of y'all to fuck with us, so I can't shout out everybody. But like I keep telling y'all, call and leave a drop. We'll put it on the show. That way I won't have to keep remembering y'all. Like the people you'll be immortalized in Frocast history. You know what I'm saying? If you put do a voicemail, you know what I'm saying? And basically, shout out to anybody in the world.
Anybody,
man. Shout out to y'all, man. It's almost Krimma time. And I hope, you know, like I said, I've noticed a lot of the men ain't shit posts have died down. The men are trash posts have died down. Because y'all ladies want gifts. We see it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I appreciate Queen Jern. She mean to me 365 days a year. So, you know, she never changes, man. She ain't nice on me on payday. She mean on payday. She mean on all day. So, you know, that's just, I love it. She's consistent. And that's, you know, right, what I'm saying? So, ladies, stay consistent with your man. Don't,
I'm going to get that check, you know, regardless.
That's what she thinks. But, yeah. So, shout out to anybody that fuck with us the long way, the short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Woo! Another episode in the books, man. What episode was this, man? Before I forget.
It was
384. Okay, so this was episode 384. It's in the books, man. You know, we have consistently bought y'all a show every fucking week of the year. Next week is the last week of the year, and y'all will get a show, the last show of 2019. So, yeah, man.
Do this thing.
Let's do it. So go ahead, rate your show.
I gotta say, this was probably about a 9.6.
9.6. I go 9.2. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's how I go around here. Good show. So, it's time to close it out. It's your boy, King Germ.
And this your girl, Queen Germ.
And like always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe to the Frocast. Don't forget to call the voicemail, 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. Don't forget about the Patreon. We can join for as little as a dollar and become a supporter of the site. And don't forget, the easiest way to help us out is by sharing it, retweeting, reblogging, making it on your story. All that yada, 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 yada mess. And it's time to go home, man.
Peace.
Peace. See y'all next week.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com